And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart.
Into the world now, haven't you? Not the entrance a king would make. A manger of all places. No castle, no guards. Just a barn and a lot of hay, if you ask me. What am I to make of all these visitors? This silent night sure got loud fast. I suppose you'd like to know how all this came to be. Well, on an ordinary day, more ordinary than you can imagine, an angel came to me. I know, I had trouble believing it myself. He spoke of things I couldn't really comprehend. He spoke of you, the Son of the Most High. And when he had told me all that would happen, events that felt altogether impossible, he looked straight at me as if to ask, "Will you say yes?" It was the scariest yes I'd ever uttered, to tell you the truth. An impossible yes that only God could make possible. This would change everything. Never in my wildest dreams. Speaking of dreams, is it okay that I have dreams for you too? All mamas have dreams for their babies, you know. Even babies announced by heavenly hosts. My little one, what other yeses will God ask of me? Because I must tell you, when I said yes to all this, my legs were shaking a little when I said it. No, a lot. My legs were shaking a lot. I have a strange feeling this will not be the only yes required of me. Oh, my child, I cannot begin to imagine what yeses God will ask of you. So, we will just take this one day at a time. The yeses, the noes, I must stand before them as they come. God help me, one faithful day at a time, to keep saying yes.